Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Every day I get in the queue to get on the bus that takes me to you.
Welcome back, 17 Till. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're hanging out with us. Glad you're still here. We got our good friend Karen Kerrigan back on the show, an original member of our Brain Trust, the president of the Small Business and Entrepreneurship Council. That's sbecouncil.org. My website, by the way, is smallbusinessadvocate.com. If you'll check that out, I think you'll find some things there that will help you with your small business. Don't forget to subscribe to my newsletter. We'll send that to you every Sunday afternoon by email. And don't forget to take our poll question right there on the homepage, smallbusinessadvocate.com. And the body of work Karen has deposited with us over the years is right there in her suite that we've created for her on our website at smallbusinessadvocate.com. Karen Kerrigan, we're talking about the president's speech a minute ago, and I want you to talk about some of the regulatory issues that I know you're working on. But one of the things that troubled me about the speech, and I predicted this the day before he gave his speech, I told my audience that they were going to, one of the things that they were going to hear is they were going to hear winners and losers. They were going to hear, and I wish it weren't so, but he proved me right. I predicted that President Obama would identify winners and losers. And that's one of the problems that I've got with government being so much involved in the marketplace, is the government doesn't understand how the marketplace works. The government doesn't function the way the marketplace functions. The government likes elections where there are winners and losers. In the marketplace, you know, it's a little bit different. And another thing that bothered me about what he said was he talked about innovation. But when President Obama talks about innovation, he means government-led innovation, not market-led innovation. What do you think?
Oh, I agree with that. I think you're right on the winners and losers front. I mean, you know, definitely there is the, you know, the favoritism that the administration has been showing, and they continue to talk about it, in his State of the Union, and also through you know, the visits that he's had throughout the country in terms of alternative energy and clean energy. And that's not to say that's a bad thing. We need to, you know, look at different, energy sources. But at the same time, there's got to be a realization that there has to be a transition to that, that, you know, alternative energy right now is just not, you know, ready for prime time in terms of the market. It's very expensive. But they continue to push that and continue to...
An electric car.
This is where the jobs are going to come from. But at the same time, he's saying, well, we need to tax, you know, the oil companies and our existing energy industries in order to pay for that. So
right now, an electric car is 50% more than its gas engine counterpart.
And he's saying that at the same time that gas prices are going up. That you know, we're beginning to see that tick up in gas prices, where you know supplies are getting limited. There's the permits are not happening. There's the whole offshore drilling issue, and now we have instability in the Mideast. Incredible instability in the Mideast, and we know what that's going to do to the price of oil. That's going to drive that higher. So. Yes, that is a problem, and rather than trusting the market and the private sector, the government sort of picks the winners and losers. It's the old industrial type policy.
Well, there's still no substantial market based language coming out of the administration, and that's in my opinion that's impeding the recovery.
Well. You're right, and it's not just the language, it's the action. I mean, the president can say all he wants to about innovation and making the U.S. competitive, and, gee, he's going to roll back, you know, they're going to look at regulations and those that are burdensome. But if there's no action, and, you know, if businesses and investors, if they don't see that actually taking place, then there's, not going to be the confidence that business owners in the private sector need to invest and create jobs. And so right now there is a credibility gap in that regard.
I have a recommendation for him, Karen. Here's one that I'd like for him to maybe – you know, maybe this will subliminally seek into his head, and through some miracle, he'll come up with this on his own. How about every regulation known to mankind to America has a sunset date, 5 years
right.
hence. 5 years
oh,
hence.
No,
I'm going to give you 5 years. Every regulation, every single regulation has to be reapproved every 5 years, and
right.
it has to be has to be justified as still being needed, or it dies.
Right. No, I agree. We've supported that. There's been that type of sunsetting regulation in the House and the Senate.
They don't have a problem sunsetting tax cuts.
Right.
How about regulations?
Jim, here's another important thing. Remember the president in his speech, he also said we have to allow the tax relief to expire for the upper income taxpayers.
Mm-hmm.
Well, those are the small business owners. Those are entrepreneurs. Again, if you're calling for innovation and for investment and for our businesses to be the most competitive, but at the same time, you're not recognizing the fact that you're sucking the life out of the capital, you know, out of businesses who are going to need this to grow, to innovate, to invest, and create jobs. So there's that lack of understanding, and businesses are not going to have that confidence if there's
right.
like, well, look at this tax cut expires in 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
The president is calling for an increase. So there's that uncertainty that continues to plague the entire economy.
Karen, give us your
whole tax issue sitting out there.
Give us your website, please.
It's www.sbecouncil.org.
SBECouncil.org, that's Small Business
yes.
and Entrepreneurship Council. It's an organization I've been telling you about now, folks, for over 13 years, and I will continue to do so because, as I said, pound for pound, this organization does more to stand in the breach for you against unfair regulations and high taxes in Washington, D.C. and across the country. 20 Tintel, stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.